As you and I follow the path that God has set out for us in life, there's a big focus that each of us need to take and make within our individual lives. And that is called a center focus. What's your center focus in your life? Because you see, whatever your centered focus is, that's going to equal your life message. And every life has a message. And that message is going to come through to all that you will be around. Now, God so loved us that he wanted us to see for ourselves what his centered focus is for our life. So therefore, what did he do? Well, let's stand together and we'll read exactly what God did to show us that you and I are the centered focus in his heart. Read together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. May God's blessings be upon the reading of his holy word. You may be seated. Listen to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14. Christ's love, just read you about God's love, right? Christ is God incarnate. Jesus is God incarnate. God in the flesh. That's who Jesus is, God in the flesh. Christ's love has the first and last word in everything. Now, I put my period there. After that, it says, in everything we do. Christ's love has the first and last word in everything. And that means in everything we do also. Our firm decision is to work from this focused center. Well, what's the focus center of God? Love. Love is the key to salvation. Love is the key to our peace within. Love. What is it that covers a multitude of sin? Love. It is always focused on love. So God just so loved that he gave. And that's what I want us to focus on in our life. I want us to look at our own individual lives and understand something. That our actions are our life message. Now I have a poem. I think I put it in the bulletin for you all. But I want to read it to start this message. And it's by Edgar Guest. But it is so apropos for the message today. I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one would walk with me than merely tell the way. The eye is a better pupil and more willing than the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but an example is always clear. I can so learn how to do it if you let me see it done. I can catch your hands in action, but your tongue too fast may run. And the lecture you deliver may be very wise and true, but I'd rather get my lesson by observing what you do. For I may misunderstand you, and the high advice you give, but there is no misunderstanding how you act and how you live. Isn't that beautiful? I mean, that's a message for us. That's a message for living. Our centered focus equals our life message. People are going to watch. They are watching. You know, it's amazing for adults to get around, and adults will start in conversation, whatever, said, and they'll look around and say, now, wait a minute, we have children here. Why do they say that? Because they know the kids are paying attention. They know the children are looking. They're watching. Well, don't say that in front of the kids. Don't say that in front of the kids. You say it when you do it in front of the kids. You get my meaning? And where there is more love poured out, more love, more mercy poured out than discipline, you will find God. You know the greatest discipline tool God uses on us? Love. I mean, it just is devastating when a Christian messes up and that Christian says, Father, I am sorry. And that Christian knows with inside their heart the Lord saying, I love you. Don't worry about it. I love you. That's why the world does not want to hear that. They won't want to hear love. They want to hear hate. They don't want to hear the truth that God sent his only begotten Son, and whosoever calls on his name shall be saved. It's too much love in that stuff. It's too gooey for the world today. No, we say a strong hand. And I will tell you, my friends, it is strong love, because when I realize just the portion of the depth of God's love for me, I realize what he's had to put up with me. All the years of being blessed over and over and over and over again. And then all the years of still doing the same dumb things. You ever catch yourself acting like you did when you were 12? Can any of you all remember when you were 12? Oh, really, kidder? Okay, think of it this way. God says, I want your centered focus to be on my love. Therefore, your life message then will show the world that I love them. And God, in giving us that love, don't you see the honor, Christian? What an honor it is to be called Christian. I get to profess that I believe in Christ, that I'm a Christian. I'm a part of the holy family of God. So I can confess that with a smile on my face. My center focus is the love in which God loves me. Now, I want us to look at ourselves. Are we self-centered on our focus? Or are we God-centered? Self-centered or God-centered? I would laugh over the years listening to people. Brother Larry, one of these days I'll be able to give to the church. As soon as I make enough money to give to God's ministry, then I will be given. Man, if I could only win the lottery, or if I could only win the horse race, then I would give. You know what I say? No, you won't. If you won't give a dime out of a dollar that you have in your pocket, you won't give $10 million if you win $100 million. No, you won't. See, it's not in how much. It's in the center. It's in the center of your focus in your own life of what is going on. Self-centered or God-centered? Now listen to Psalm 62, verse 10. If your wealth increases, don't make it the center of your life. People forget God. When they don't see they need God, they forget God. Well, you know, I used to could, but gosh, I make so much money now, I can't afford to tithe. You realize how much that would mean? And then that preacher said, well, come on, let's get down and have Lawrence Phillips. You got to, well, anyway, you got to remember this. And let's get down. Let's pray about it. Lord, we prayed this man was in the battery business. Lord, we prayed for him to have a growing business. And you have blessed his heart, blessed his life, blessed his family with all the wealth. Now, Lord, I'm asking you, take it away from him. No, Lawrence, don't say that. Take it away from him. It's moved him from you to the ways of the world. And God says to each of us, I want you to pay attention to the center focus in your life. If I bless you with so much, then you bless those who don't have. Then you give accordingly. I cannot give accordingly to what God gives. He gave it all. He gave his son. See, folks, I know that I can do that. I know that I could not stand back with my son watching him being put on a cross, knowing that I have the authority and the power to stop it, and then to withhold my hand. But our Father looked at you and looked at me. Before time began, he knew what it was going to take for us to be a part of his family. Now, that's love, people. That's love. Your son in the garden, realizing what's getting ready to happen, he gets on his knees and says, Father, if there's another way, I'd sure like to take it. Then he adds, nevertheless, not my will but yours be done. Not my will but yours be done. That's centered focus. He looked to the Father. Do you know that Jesus said to those who listened to him, there is not one word that I'm speaking to you that my Father didn't give me to speak. Of his full ministry, Jesus said it came from the Father. See, that's how he could spot the phonies, the phony worshipers. He said, those of you who've decided not to listen to me, but you praise Moses and you praise my Father. If you really knew my Father, you would know who I am. So God says that centered focus is the power that you're going to need. And the world needs to hear the power of the centered heart of God Almighty. Are you comfort-centered or character-centered? And I like comfort. I like nice chairs. I like to be able to just, you know, mash it down and tell everybody to leave me alone. Well, give me the remote control, but then leave me alone. And I can just settle down. Did you know God told us to enjoy the fruit of our labor? Enjoy the fruit of your labor. Well, that remote control and the chair, it's some pretty good fruit if you know how to work it. Right? You got it? I love a truck. Of course, everybody ought to have a truck. But God says, I want you to take what I give you, and I'm going to bless it. I'm going to bless it so that you can take care of others. You can do what I'm telling you to do with it, but I want you to enjoy the fruit of your labor. But are you more comfort-centered than you are character-centered? If you don't watch it, that chair will sort of put its arms around you and hold you down to it to where you don't want to get out of it. And that way, you get comfort-centered. And the character in you, well, if you don't know what the character is, that's your wife telling you to get out of the chair. Think of it. Listen to this. 2 Peter 1, verse 5. Don't lose a minute in building on what you've been given. There's nothing I have that wasn't given to me by God. Not a thing. Complementing your basic faith with this. Good character, spiritual understanding, alert discipline, passionate patience, reverent wonder, warm friendliness, and generous love. That's character. That's character. You see, character is you sharing the love that God has given you with others. Oh, you mean that's all I got to do? All you have to do? Do you realize how difficult it is to love? Well, look at it this way. Do you realize how difficult it is for anybody to love you? Huh? Think of that. And God loves me. God loves me. I read all about his disciples. And God loved them. And if God loved them, God's going to love any of us. Because they messed up continually. And Jesus called them brothers. Friends. And they stood with him. But they could only stand with him in his love, not their own. It had to be a character of purpose. It had to be that center of love. The focus had to be centered on the love of who Jesus is before they could ever share that love. Don't get so comfortable that you cannot keep that focus on the character. And the character that sets it all off, summed up again in one word, love. Folks, we just got to love each other. Oh, Brother Larry, you sound like one of them hippies in the 60s. Peace and love. Those hippies spit on me when I got off the plane at Sandford Field from Vietnam. I'm not talking about that kind of love. I'm talking about the kind of love that God has placed in the heart of the Christian that pulls out the tears in your heart when you see injustice. That every time you witness a child that has been mistreated, that you will cry. You know, I have a horrible time with my emotions anymore when I start thinking about children. You know why? I have witnessed so much abuse on children that it's devastating. And I know that it's devastating in God's heart. Because that child is to be loved. And to be respected. And to be honored as a gift directly from God. You better do that. Because that child that's spoken of by Jesus. And Jesus says, do you not know that my Father's angels report to him on a daily basis about the child? Plural angels telling God on what's going on. So be careful. That's character-centered. All right, here's one. Are you getting centered or giving centered? And I'm not telling you to give foolishly. You know, I see these guys and gals that are sitting on the corners down in E-Town. And I've told every one of you all, do not give them anything. I've sat there and watched. And I watch as this nice van pulls up to pick them up at the end of the day. And the same group will get in out of Louisville or wherever they're coming from, out of county tags. And they go back. And they hold up signs. Vietnam vet. And I wonder how a 25-year-old could be a Vietnam vet. Now they look older, and more rugged than we did coming out of the jungle. But it is taking advantage. You know what to take advantage of? They take advantage of that character of love. And I've been taken advantage of many times, and I know you have also. You've been taken advantage of many times in your life. But that doesn't stop you from loving. And when I say many times, you know why? I get pulled into it every time. You know what always gets me? When they come to the door out here with a child. That gets me every time. Unless my secretary says that you can't go to the door. Because they've been here continually. But think of this. Getting centered or giving centered. 1 Peter 4, verse 10. God has given each of you some special abilities. Be sure to use them to help each other. Passing on to others God's many kinds of blessings. Okay, you've been given the ability to sing, ability to teach, ability to preach. Whatever that ability is that God has given you, we are commanded by God that God has given each of you some special ability. Be sure to use them to help each other. Now, Christians, I know that too often we preachers will say you need to take it outside the church walls. But you also got to use it inside the church walls. Amen. God says, I'm giving this to you. Use it or lose it. But Lord, it's too hard. How'd you like hanging on a cross? How'd you like dying, somebody dying for your sin, taking your pain? That's hard. But it can't be so super hard that God's great love cannot overshadow all the roughness of life. Life is rough. Yeah, and I added to the majority of all the roughness in my life. Well, I can't believe they said that to you, Brother Larry. Oh, no, that was okay. You didn't hear what I said to them before they said that. And see, that's the fact. This is getting and dealing with reality living. This is the fact of life. For the greatest fact is God's love supersedes it all. And when I am centered, focused on God's love, then it is God's love that people will see. People forgive you for mistakes. Do you know that? Did you know that the ones that you think people are going to condemn you for, they didn't even know you committed? That's always an interesting concept of life. Well, no, everyone is going to know what I did. No, they're not. And I can tell you right now, they don't care. You know why? Because they have their own hands full with their own mess in their own life. So they're not that focused on who you are. They're focused on what comes from your heart. Love, forgiveness. How could I not love someone who expresses love to me? Only those who did not know Christ and did not know His Father, all those religious leaders that was ready to destroy Jesus at the drop of a thorn, they didn't know Jesus. Do you know what Jesus said? Remember on the cross? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They don't know what they're doing because they didn't know God the Father and they didn't accept His Son. Your centered focus equals your life's message. So what is your life's message? Love. Be at peace. Be at peace with your Savior. When you make peace with Him, you made peace with life and express the love that He has given. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give You thanks. Praise Your holy name, thanking You for all the blessings and joys of Your salvation and, Father, of the life that You've given us to live. Help us to help others. Forgive us for our weaknesses, our trials, our tribulations. Help us, Father, please, that we might be that servant of love that You've sent to the world. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.